Of his many meetings, Jesus Christ met with the Sadducees. These are people who did not believe in the resurrection from the dead. And of course, they had their normal arguments among them, and they brought this topic to Jesus, asking that in the resurrection of the dead, a woman who had several husbands who all died, and she eventually died, in the resurrection from the dead, who will be eligible to be her own husband? You can see right there and then that mistaken concept that the resurrection from the dead restores that human life that we once had. See, the feeling upon the earth today, most people think that the resurrection from the dead means that we come back to life with our physical bodies, where we can meet with our physical parents, our physical mother, father, our brethren, our wives, and be reunited together forever and ever in heaven. That is what people think. To this very day, people believe that people in the cemeteries will come up one day, wake up one day, and come back with that body they had while they lived upon the earth. You see, but all these are mistaken concepts. Praise God. God is giving us understanding right now so that we can all be partakers of what true resurrection is. Praise God. True resurrection. It's an awakening back to that life of God. Awakening back to the reality of the righteousness of God. Awakening back to the reality that we are an integral part of God, and there is nothing that is of God or that is God that is separated from us. We have access to everything that is God's, and we came out of Him. And once we are not aware of these things, we are deep asleep, dead. Along with death comes the fear, the anxieties, the torments, the pain, the sorrow, and the many, many ills that men suffer. Fear, fear of death, the belief in a thing called death, all these things came about as man went to a deep sleep, the sleep of death. Praise God. But the grace of God is here, the love of God, compassion of God. So calling his sons back, calling his beloved back from the dead, so that they can once more enter back into that unlimited dimension, that dimension of unlimited joy, glory and peace. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the ransomed of the Lord will return to Mount Zion with what? With singing in your mouth. They shall return with joy, with laughter, sorrow, sighing, pain, anguish. All these things they have suffered in their humanity will what? Be a thing of the past. It shall be no more. Everlasting joy, everlasting peace. Now this is the redeemed of the Lord. These are those who realize that thing, that salvation that the Lord God has introduced to the world through the gospel. They enter into that dimension of unlimited possibilities, joy, peace, sorrow, everything sighing, everything pain is no more. And they sing upon the heights of Zion. Heights of Zion is it talks of the peak of creation. That is a dimension of pure spirit. Praise God. That is the peak where everything that is God is located. Pure spirit. So these are the resurrected ones of God. Praise God. The sons of God that go in the ascension, who ascend with Christ in the resurrection from the dead. Praise God. Now when Jesus Christ spoke with the Sadducees, those people who asked him about the mystery of life after death, the mystery of the resurrection, what it's all about. See, Jesus Christ made it clear to them that in the resurrection from the dead, there is no such thing as marriage. Praise God. That marriage as we know it in this present age, in this present time, that kind of thing does not exist in God's kingdom. See, because those who are resurrected and become once more aware of their true inner spiritual bodies do not marry, neither are they given into marriage. See, it is those of this age who marry and are given into marriage. But those who attain to that realm, the resurrection from the dead, neither marry, neither are they given into marriage. Hallelujah. In reality, there is a type of marriage that is known in God's kingdom, which is a purely spiritual marriage. See it? Have you heard of marriage to spirit? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is the eternal marriage, which is really a type of marriage that is not known to men of this age. See, when you begin to awake into the reality of the truth, the things from the beginning, you will discover that even the marriages that we have upon the earth, you see a man say he gets married to a woman, all those things are just shadows. See, there's no way a man can marry a woman. I'm talking of physical beings. All these things are just shadows. See, when we live life after the flesh, we are simply living in shadows. Things that have no reality, no substance. They have no eternal value in them. Praise God. See it. You could be married 100 years. 100 years. 50 years. 40 years. And after that it's over. But never expect that that kind of thing goes further into the spirit realm. It's impossible. There's no such thing. Hallelujah. In the resurrection from the dead, which is in reality an awakening to the reality of our spirituality. Now, most of the problems that we have as men is simply because we forgot our spirituality. We lost all awareness of our invisible spiritual body, of ourselves, who we truly are. So that's why we started to, you know, live a life of lust, pride, seed. And as a result, we find ourselves entangled in many, many things that bring sorrow and pain. You see, if we had lived, or rather, if we were constantly aware of our spiritual bodies, if we were constantly aware of our spirituality from the day we were introduced into this world, and we continued in the reality of our spirituality, there will be no such thing as death. There will be no such thing as fear. There will be no such thing as sickness. You see, but when we are introduced into this world, step by step, we are taught to live after the outer body. We started to worship the outer body. We started to adore the outer body. And in so doing, we forgot the true inner spiritual self. We neglected that true inner spiritual self, which is what the Bible calls Christ in you. That is the true light of God, the true creature of God, the life of God. It's in that one that is within us, every man. So the resurrection of the dead simply does one thing: it brings people back to their senses. When you come back to your senses, you become aware of your invisible body, your spiritual incorruptible body. Awareness of that body causes you to escape that illusionary, sinful nature that we've brought upon ourselves as a result of ignorance. Praise God. Resurrection from the dead, awakening to the reality of our part in the invisible and incorruptible God. For we are one invisible body that spans the whole of creation. When every man becomes aware of his spiritual body, aware of his spirituality, without beginning, without end, then the wars will cease. Then the seeking after vainglory ceases. Hallelujah. Then the bitterness ceases, the jealousy ceases. Hallelujah. The prophet Isaiah says that the people shall not like to make war anymore. So they shall turn their swords, you know, into instruments for farming. No more wars. Why? Because they are united in one through the knowledge of their one spiritual body. Praise God. So the resurrection of the dead is a must for any man who will enter into rest and peace. It's a must for any man who will escape the evil, the darkness, the sorrow, the pain, and everything that we see in this world. All that the world has got to offer. The solution is simply the resurrection from the dead. Scientific work will not work. See, the doctors have their limits. They cannot get there. See, your psychologists, your systems of religion, your pastors, all these things can never give you that desired life that you seek. It can never give you the victory that you seek. See, your victory is not in getting a good family, good children. It's not in getting a good job, a good house. So that has not had, it has no eternal, we're talking of true eternal life. That true glorious life of infinite impossibilities comes simply by awakening the resurrection. Praise God. And that is why Christ is here. Christ is here to bring an awakening in every man. Every man. Wherever you stand, you must awake to the reality of that inner man in you. Let's quickly read. I just want to read these things again. For those of us who don't know the scriptures, Luke chapter 20. Luke chapter 20, verse 34. Jesus answering said unto them, the children of this world marry and are given into marriage. But they which are counted worthy, hallelujah, to obtain to that world and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are they given in marriage. Neither can they die anymore, for they are equal to angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. Hallelujah. Now these few scriptures here are packed with power. Packed with power. You can see Jesus Christ is revealing here that he's not here to kind of solve your human problems. He's not here rather to kind of better your system called the world. See, but he's here to promote. To promote another world. He's here to reveal another world. That world. He talked about, he referred to it that those who are worthy to obtain to that world. Hallelujah. It says those that are worthy to obtain to that world. Worthy to obtain to that world, meaning that getting into that world is the goal of every man who knows truth. For in that world lies the consolation for every man. Oh, hallelujah. This is the new heavens and the new earth, which is accessible by only those who are what? Resurrected from the dead. It is a world that is accessible only to those who are resurrected from the dead. Those who are awakened from the illusion of all their mortality, the illusion of their, you know, life of form upon the earth, all that stuff. Those who are awakened to their spirituality, to the reality of their incorruptible spiritual bodies, these are the ones that will attain to that world. Oh, praise God. So we see Jesus Christ is saying that those who are worthy to obtain to that world, neither marry nor are they given into marriage. Praise God. Meaning that these ones have no attachments. They are not yoked to this physical material creation. Hallelujah. Those who will be worthy to attain to that dimension of pure light and life are those who have left aside everything, the beliefs of this age that try to deceive us into thinking that we are physical material beings, all those people who will enter into this dimension of pure light must let go of all. See, they are not yoked, they have no marriage, they are not attached to the beggarly elements of this world anymore. Hallelujah. These are the ones who have left all. We must leave all before we can enter into God's kingdom. Leave everything, the life that you had upon the earth, let go of the old everything to obtain that life that is in the spirit. Praise God. God is teaching us once more how we can live pure spiritual life. No more depending on pleasure from the flesh, security from the flesh, and all that kind of stuff, but rather staying put and focused on the power of God. For it is the power of God that maintains those who stand in the light. These ones live by the power of the omnipotent God. Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ spoke to the disciples once about passing through the eye of the needle, he said, those that have left all for my sake, those that have left all for the sake of Christ, now you leave all for the sake of Christ. Those that have left all so that they can once more realize their true eternal spiritual bodies. They can realize once more their immaculate, perfect, celestial states that they had in God from the beginning. Those who live all, hallelujah, will inherit hundredfold in this present age. Brethren, sisters, brothers, mothers, lands and everything in this present age and in the world to come, in the age to come, in the world to come. That is the new heavens and the new earth. Eternal life. Praise God. Eternal life is God life. So that is the life of God, with unhindered access to everything that God has and everything that God is. See, but to be worthy of this kind of great glory, we must be ready to live all. And this is where many people stumble. Many of us have not yet developed ourselves to trust God. We are not saying you just wake up one day and leave everything, but as you walk daily by the leading of the Spirit, you can be rest assured that He will take you through the phases so that you can come to a place where you hang on to God as a thread, the only thing that supports you and you depend on is just God and God alone. Praise God. Any sense of attachment to this material world only brings defilement. These are the things that corrupt men. See this. When we marry ourselves to the things of this world, when we marry ourselves to the beggarly elements of this world, that is when corruption comes. See, that's when we begin to lose our immaculate, the reality of the immaculate nature in us. We begin to lose all awareness of our light bodies and everything. We lose track of the eternal life that is invested in us from the beginning. You know, eternal life is invested in every man. Every man has that thing in him. But he's just simply asleep, dead. So he's saying now, awake from the dead. if Adam had remained spiritual, if Adam had kept his state, his pure spiritual state, with no sense of attachment to this material world, he would have continued living on without tasting of that thing called death. Death is simply a loss of awareness that you are him. When you lose all awareness that you are that one, you are part and parcel of that one that spans eternity, you are dead. Now, if Adam had continued in his spirituality, if he had not been influenced by the wisdom of men, of mortals, if he had not been, you know, influenced by the wisdom of this world, which deceived him into thinking that he was immortal, which deceived him to, you know, thinking that he had a flesh body, which deceived him, you know, into thinking that he had physical family upon the earth, which deceived him into thinking that he was born, Adam would have continued in pleasures, in all power, in all glory. See, I know Adam, like we know, is just simply a parable of you and I. We all lost every trace of our spirituality, of our glory, because we were influenced by the lies of this age. We sank so low that at times, when some people hear this gospel, it sounds like heresy. It sounds so out of place to show how low we have fallen, how dead we have become. Praise God. See, but the gospel is here now to revive us from the pit, come out from the pit. Praise God, revive us. And once you begin to hear the saint of God, you begin to leave all your attachments, divorce yourself from this world. Isn't that what Noah did in the days of old? Noah divorced himself from this world. Why? The Bible says people were being, they were marrying and giving themselves into marriage. While Noah patiently divorced himself from this world, and as a result of his act of faith, he was saved. He was caught up to the high mountain. The highest mountain in that territory at that time was Mount Ararat. It was higher above, you know, above all the mountains in that zone. Some people say Mount Ararat is actually Mount Zion, but I'd rather not go into that. But it's an allegory of God's spiritual peak, God's kingdom. See, you cannot live in two worlds. You cannot be up there on the mountain and upon the earth. So those who will enter in must take that step of faith. You know, it took Noah. You need faith. You need to trust God to enter into an ark and just trust him, believe him, that he will bring it to an expected end. That is the step of faith that most of us have to take now, as we divorce this world and unite once more in marriage to God's Spirit. Those who have left all, those who are worthy to obtain to that world, that world, that new heaven, that new earth, that city that is set upon that everlasting hill, those who are worthy to attend to that place of delight, where there is no more curse, no more pain, no more sorrow. Oh, hallelujah. Neither marry nor are they given into marriage. They've divorced themselves from everything that is man, everything that is mortal, everything that is earthly, and they walk purely in their true spiritual immaculate nature once more. Hallelujah. These are the ones that are worthy. Only as you divorce yourself from this world can you keep your garments white. Only as you divorce yourself from this world, hallelujah, can you once more realize your perfection. See, for this world and the cares of this life and the everything in this world, these are things that pollute the sons of God. Praise God. in the message to the church in Sardis, see, the message says that those, see, there are those who have kept their garments white. Those ones are those who are, will be worthy to walk with me as I appear. Praise God. We can only keep our garments white when we walk purely in relation to that which is spirit. In its faith, initially it might look rough, initially there might be struggles here and there, temptations here and there. See, but those who do these things patiently, continuing constantly, will attend to the place. God will bring them into that place. These ones will discover themselves reigning and ruling God. For the one that speaks is faithful. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. See, that is the world for those who are resurrected. It's a pure spiritual world. And those who appear in this new dimension, Jesus Christ likened them to angels. Those that are, they are like angels. They are the children of the resurrection, sons of God. Oh, hallelujah. You know, Jesus Christ was a child of the resurrection. Do you know that's the Son of God? Do you know he was also appearing as an angel, a messenger of God? Every man that attains to that place will walk as he walked, appear as he appeared. When Jesus Christ appeared in the book of Revelations, chapter 1, he appeared as the Alpha and the Omega. And if you study those verses properly, you will notice that that Alpha and the Omega, which is actually a spiritual metamorphical view of the Christ, is a composite body with innumerable members. It's a spiritual body with innumerable members that form that one body. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. This innumerable number of people that form that one body all look the same. Because when we all awake, we discover that we are just one. That is why the voice of the Alpha and Omega was like the voice of many waters. Oh, hallelujah. They have the same mind, they speak the same voice, they are the same person. One body. Hallelujah. This is the Lord from heaven. This is what Paul says that we all shall put on. We all in the resurrection from the dead shall put on the image of the man from heaven, which is the Lord himself from heaven. And there is only one Lord. You don't have two Lords. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. In the right hand of the Alpha and Omega are the seven stars, which are likened to angels. Seven stars, they are messengers. It's the company of the messengers of God that form that one body, which is Christ. So you have different faces. Any individual who attends to the resurrection of the dead can appear as an angel. He can appear as a son of God. You see, at times we try to differentiate these things. Some people think that angels are created. You have beings that are created called angels, then you have sons of God. But let us understand that there is only one. And that is Christ. Besides him, there is nothing. Hallelujah. When you enter into the dimension of the Spirit, you'll be discovered that I can be your servant. I can serve you as your servant. You can serve me as my servant. I can serve Jesus as his servant. Jesus can serve me as my servant. In that dimension, you see, all things are possible. We are one. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. When Jesus tried to wash the feet of the disciples, Peter tried to rebuke him. Say, how can? It's improper for the Son of God to wash the feet of a lowly man. Jesus Christ told him he didn't understand. There's no way he could understand now. In his humanity, he can't understand. Praise God. In God's kingdom, a king can wash the feet. And a servant can be king. There's only one. And that one is everything. Praise God. When you see an angel has no human identity. Angels represent pure spirit. Oh, hallelujah. In reality, angels are neither male or female. They don't have a sex life. They don't have an abode upon the earth. Whenever an angel appears, have you ever asked where the angel returns to? Where the angel stays? Who takes care of the angel? Where did he come from, our Lord? Because angels are spirits. See, angels don't have their part in this world. They can appear for a moment, revealing the will of the invisible God. And after that, they are gone because they are spirit. They have no part or portion in this natural world. Hallelujah. So when Jesus Christ says that those who attain to that world, who are worthy to attain to that world, neither marry nor are they given to married seed, neither do they die anymore, for they are equal to what? Unto the angels and are the children of God. It means that they are like spirits. These ones excel in the might of God. These are pure people who have attained to pure spiritual consciousness. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to say that the body changes to spirit. Neither am I trying to say that. But we're just trying to say the consciousness. They become aware of their spirituality. They might have physical bodies, but they live in a dimension that is totally different from this material world that men live in. Jesus Christ walked in that dimension, and there are certain people who walk in that dimension. There are people here who have tasted of that dimension of pure spirit. See, there is no change, nothing that there is no change in the outer body. When people are resurrected, I'm talking of those who have the flesh bodies. Of course, you can probably discern that something has happened in the life of the person. They can discern the joy, the peace, the boldness, the faith. People from without can discern that this is not just an ordinary person if they are careful. Praise God. They descend from the love, from the nature that flows out of him, the love that flows out of him, the essence that flows out of this person, that there's something that has happened. physical, but the resurrection is a personal experience. When you find yourself liberated from everything that has got to do with the earthly body, you discover yourself fused back in the knowledge of your oneness with God. No more sin consciousness. And when there is no more sin consciousness, boy, you'll be shocked at the kind of things you can do. You'll be shocked at the liberty, at the power, at the unlimited, unlimited possibilities that you have as a child of God. Praise God. These are the sons of God. No more sin consciousness. Any man who sins is a what? Is a slave to sin. Oh, praise God. See, but the slave does not abide in the house forever. It is the son that abides forever. Praise God. And the son is not a slave to sin. The son is free. Without spot, without wrinkle. Perfect. Sparkling light. Pure spirit. Praise God. These are the children of the resurrection. These ones that walk in the light as he is in the light. All dominion and power, they walk in realizing the perfection that they have in God. No more heresy. They have attained to the place, and brethren, this is where our heart and focus to be. Paul says that I may know him. See, that I may partake of the resurrection. His desire was to be a partaker of that resurrection. Partaking of that resurrection means knowing him, knowing Christ, knowing the true creature of God that you are. That I may know him. Paul says, I have left all. That is the mindset that we must have, leave all. See, some of us are still having court battles over property. See, some of us are still having running battles with people who did things to us years ago. Leave all. The time has come now to hear the voice of grace and leave all. Leave all. Let go of that life, of that realm of illusion, and begin to lay hold of what? Eternal life. Oh, hallelujah. The children of the resurrection. The sons of God. Hallelujah. Children of God. See, this is what the gospel has come to empower us with. The ability to walk once more in the reality of the fact that we are what? Children of God. He has given us what? The power to become children of God. He has given us the instruments through which we can loosen ourselves, the instruments through which we can let go of the vanities of this age, let go of all, and once more lay hold on that true life that is hidden God. He has given us power to become sons of God. So everything that pertains to righteousness, holiness, he has given to us without measure through the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Who teaches us day and night, educating us day and night, and leading us through a path which no mortal man has ever known, and which no mortal man can ever know. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. Children of the resurrection. These are children of Eden. Praise God. Those who will enter back into the dimension of pleasures Hallelujah. And walk in that all power that God gave them from the foundation of the world. To add, Jesus Christ made one statement. He says, these ones die no more. These ones can never die, those who turn awakened to the resurrection. Now, what does he mean by that? Is he trying to say that those who attend to the resurrection will live as physical beings 1 million years upon the earth? I'm not sure that's what he's trying to say. They never die. See, these are the ones that have overcome the power of death, the illusion of death. And they enter into the realm of pure light, and these ones continue forever and ever and ever and ever, and they reign from age to age and age to age, and they never die anymore. It does not mean that they have to carry on with the physical body forever. That is not what God is trying to say. See, even Jesus Christ, the disciples probably thought he will live upon the earth forever. And Jesus Christ rebuked them and told them, what does that mean? What profit has that got to do? That has got nothing, that has got no meaning. Why should he stay upon this earth continuously forever? For what? That's not the kind of gospel that God brought to us. Hallelujah. Rather, he's introducing us to a realm, to a life that is without beginning and without end. Praise God. Those who are resurrected, who wake in this consciousness, never pass away. See it. The physical bodies are only things for the moment. See, but those who are resurrected from the dead do not live according to the physical body, but they live in relation to their inner, invisible, incorruptible spiritual bodies. These ones become consciously aware that this is just a temporal house. They become aware, not just saying it, but they become aware that this is just a temporal house. They become aware of their true selves. Praise God. So if they put aside the body, does not mean that they die. No. They simply continue in the consciousness that they walk in. Simple. Praise God. Those who do the will of God by letting all go of all and returning back to their first estate, which is a spiritual estate in Christ, continue throughout all eternity. They never die. This is the eternal life that has been promised to the overcomer. They never die. See, they will never suffer the torments associated with a sense of separation from the life of God. All that is a thing of the past. They will never ever go through that kind of torment anymore. Praise God. Whether in the body, with a physical body, or without a physical body, these ones continue on in the consciousness of a life in the bountifulness of everything that the living God is. Praise God. So this is what we have to steer ourselves for. When we hear messages like this, it's simply revealing to us the truth about our true selves and how we can get back. Praise God, as we hear the truth seed, we are set free from the illusion of the life upon the earth. See, all the problems we have is a result of the illusion that we are mortals, that we have physical bodies, that we have something, a life to protect after the flesh, that we have a life to kind of preserve and continue on with, to keep it throughout all eternity. That is the struggle of every man. Every man is afraid to die. See, every man is worried for tomorrow. It's a realm of fear and anxiety, and it never ends. See, it never ends. It never ends with having a million in your account or with having a billion in your account. It doesn't end with becoming the president of the United States of America. It never ends there. The problems and the sorrows and the sense of lack and the sense of want, everything will continue as long as we retain that knowledge, that false knowledge that was injected into us, that causes us to think that we are mortals. So we must let go. Let go of all and get back to that life in the spirit. Hallelujah. This is the way we can attain to that place of the resurrection from the dead. Hallelujah. Remember the words of Jesus. Those that will be counted worthy, neither marry or are they given into marriage. See, they are not yoked, see, with the things of men. Praise God. Rather, these ones are united with that which is purely spiritual, that which is purely God. God bless you, brethren.